Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, now you can.
This episode is brought to you by naturebox.com. What a specific ad infomercial we just almost
created.
Have
you ever just sat there and wanted a nature box?
Yeah, obviously now we don't know what it is.
Now you can.
Well, once we start talking about it, you will want a nature box. What is nature box? Well, it's snacks, delicious, nutritious snacks delivered to you free of charge. Now I know what you're thinking. How could it be free? It's not. The delivery is free. The snacks cost as low as $20 a month. So for $20 a month, we're going to send you snacks. Me and Jake personally.
We work at Nature Box.
Practically. We love it so much. It's delicious. It's great. They send us free snacks. We enjoy it so much. And you guys will too. What was your favorite snack from the last box they sent us?
Sourdough cheddar pretzels.
Mine were chili lime pistachios. But they've got lots of different stuffs, and you get to choose it yourself. They have a snack catalog which lets you pick and choose what you want in your Nature Box. Customize it yourself.
You do you.
So all you guys have to do is go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou, and if you do that and you put in our coupon code ifiwereyou, they'll give you 50% off your first box. So instead of $20 for that first box, it's just $10 to sample out 5 snacks. So if you're looking for a way to get snacks for yourself or as a cool gift, highly, highly recommended.
Very much. I don't want to be a jerk, but you gave me a courtesy laugh.
What are you talking about?
When I said you do you, you said huh, and then you you went right into the pitch.
So you're calling it back.
I think everybody out there, if you're listening at home, why don't you pause it?
No.
Pause it, rewind to my you do you, and then see if Amir didn't give me a courtesy laugh. I'd like to hear about it over Twitter. I'd like to hear about it over Instagram, and I'd like to hear about it over Instagram. Yeah, I think you could screen cap where the exact moment that I got that courtesy laugh.
All right.
Which honestly, that shook me to my core.
I've never had you, this loser,
you
pity me.
You snapped my ego in half like it was a goddamn twig.
Thank you, I guess. I really appreciate that. But how are we gonna make this offer
this right between
more,
us?
How are we gonna make this offer more appealing to you? Well, if you do order NatureBox, send us that receipt and we will give you a shout out next time we plug NatureBox. Don't believe us.
Jay Watch.
Just ask.
Nicholas C.
Aaron C.
Mike L.
Clay T.
Robert C.
Patrick K.
Osa A.
Dan S.
Wandari L.
Sheldon E.
Amanda Q. Oh.
Ooh,
oh, fuck.
That Q does look like
I'm
an
a
L.
Bad reader.
You
didn't have to put a period after. That's what it is. An O, a capital O with a period after. Jordan T.
Joel T.
Patrick G.
Brent M.
Daniel M.
Those are a lot of people. Because
and there was a period after Daniel M, but not after Brent M. So it does seem like you put the period in there just to fuck with me.
Weird.
I will say that.
Weird that you're calling
out of all these
that.
Names, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them have periods, and one of them happened to be the one that you were sure
this
I was going to get.
Insane.
It is
being
insane.
Put on blast for doing this work for
this
you.
This is a very, very, very early blast for this episode.
So one more time, go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou to just check out their snacks. Please, please, please enjoy. And please enjoy this episode. One of our favorites, Thomas Middleditch, was on.
Oh my god, he brought it. Things actually ended up getting
actually yeah it's so weird
up, yeah
it's because usually it's just us two, but now that we yeah it just I don't know
if you yeah I think if you listen you'll find for yourself
yeah
things actually did
become real. All right, enjoy.
If I were you, so if you are.
I'll show you how to seize the cheese.
Holy shit.
Rock on.
My glasses broke.
Oh, God. You're like a... Yeah, you suck.
Hey, Thomas Middleditch is here.
Hi.
I wanted to throw you in because you were like the kind of polite guest that doesn't talk until you're introduced, it seemed.
That felt like... That felt right.
Yeah. So I wanted to get to you right quick before we even said anything else.
Yeah, I'm a gentleman when it comes to the mic.
Have you done a lot of podcasts?
Yeah, motherfucker. I'm a gentleman on the mic.
Yo, bitch. Wait, can we curse and say B words?
Yeah, you can say B words, you can say F words, as long as you don't say the C word, the A word, the D word, the Y word, or any number in between 1 and 19.
What's the Y word?
Yams.
You yam?
I'm going to bleep that.
Get out the street, you yam.
You yam. Have you done a lot of podcasts?
I wouldn't say a lot, but I've done a few. I've done a handful. Let's say under 10.
Would you say your fair share?
Yes.
Would you say it's been a fair share?
Yeah, it's been a fair share. And then under 10. Rescinded. I'd say it's over 10, under 20.
Really? So in the teens?
Yeah.
That's an unfair share. You is lied to me.
Well,
we've
you know
done
what?
Our unfair share podcast. This is a shitty table that we're on, right?
Don't lean on the tape.
Don't touch the table.
Don't say table.
We're still trying to figure out our setup. This is a new space for us. You're our first guest in our new home.
I love this new home. I love this Miranda.
You specifically said it wasn't a Miranda.
It has to at least be a veranda, yeah, right?
It's definitely a blank veranda.
Wait. It's a veranda, not a Miranda. A Miranda's a woman.
But this is a... I feel like a veranda... Is it? This
it's
is
an
enclosed.
Open balcony.
This is an enclosed veranda.
Yeah, a Miranda is a closed veranda.
I watch a lot of HGTV. Yeah, I watch a lot of design shows.
I like Rehab Addict with Nicole. What a gem!
Oh my God!
She restores those houses to their former luster. I'll call this a solarium, I think it is.
Solarium, yeah.
It is, because it's a sunroom. I mean, a room encased by just glass windows.
Yeah. So it's weird we're naked, though.
Yeah. Well, it's not weird that me and Amir are naked.
Yeah, we're usually naked. It's weird that there's another person here that's naked. Yeah.
It's weird that you were willing to do it.
Solidarity, man.
You suggested it.
Let's get nude is what you said as you walked into our door for the first time. You took off your hat, your jacket, and then you just kept going.
You know, I go to a lot of Korean bathhouses. And I wish that were a joke.
Is that true?
Yeah, baby. You gotta go down to Koreatown.
Yeah, baby.
Now that you're here in LA, go down to Koreatown and really
do what?
Just get nude. Go in the hot tubs, go in the cold tubs, go in the saunas, the steam rooms.
Naked?
Yeah, baby.
What's a Korean hot bath? Like bath? House. I've heard of like Russian bathhouses.
They're very similar, but you just got a lot more Asian guys there.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just...
Which has, for me, always been missing from the Russian bathhouses.
Thank you.
I miss my little Asian dudes.
Yeah, your little Korean men.
Yeah.
Where are my Koreans at?
How many Korean guys have seen your dick?
I'd say more than I... More podcasts.
More, more than your fair share?
Yeah, plenty, I would say.
So, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me and Jake. So what we do is we accept review.
You're explaining this to Thomas and the audience.
Yeah,
right
at the
now,
same
right?
time. Yes. People email us at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We comb through the submissions of people who are asking for advice, and we do our best to offer it to them.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just us, and sometimes we have a guest, and we're honored to have you.
You had a question. What was it?
Do they know that they're asking advice?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
No. These are just emails.
Do they know
from
what they're doing, or are you raping them with your advice?
Are they aware that life is here? No. Did you announce? Did they know that they're asking? They're not asking anything specifically to me. They're just asking it to the ether.
Oh, right. Yeah,
we're
yeah,
going to
exactly.
do our best.
They're like,
yeah,
we're saying, hey, we're here. Do you have a problem? And they're emailing us their problems. And then,
yeah.
Have you ever heard the show Car Talk?
Yeah, I love it.
Me too. And that's what this podcast is, except for real problems. And also there are other advice podcasts, but I just love car talk.
Yeah, yeah.
On the scale, now not in between 1 and 19, because we're not allowed to use those numbers. But on a scale, a number
20
scale.
20 through 30.
Yeah, or maybe an alphabetical scale. Yeah. are we supposed to answer genuinely or ingenuously or a mix of fun?
Oh.
You have like a boyish quality to you. It's like a mix of fun. Yes, I think that's the way to do it. I think it's going to be a mix of fun because I feel like people genuinely have problems.
Yeah,
I want to.
So we can definitely
answer.
Make fun of them. And but at the end of the day, they want advice.
They want some laughs, and they want some advice, and they want laughs while they get the advice.
That's right.
I think just a mix of fun.
Okay,
a
mix of fun. Fun.
You nailed it. So what we do is we read these real emails from real people, but we give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. And I feel like you'd be good with coming up with fake names. Sometimes our guests are good at that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, so let me tell you if this first one is from a lady or a boy. This first one is from a guy, and let me color him a little. He's sort of all business. So this guy's like all business. So what should his name be?
Mr. Foxtail.
What's his first name?
James?
Mr. James Foxtail?
Yeah.
All right.
JF, let's do it.
All right, buckle up. Ready?
Yes, Mr. Foxtail, go to it.
James Foxtail writes, "Hey, boys, I'm currently in the third week of a new relationship. She's all the things I like in a woman. She's pretty. She's smart, but not quite as smart as me, which is key." We've only been dating for 3 weeks and things have been going well. But there are a couple of problems. Number one, she likes me way more than I like her. She's disappointed if we don't hang out every day and she texts me that she misses me when we don't. She's so constantly using emojis with hearts in the text. I mean, I like her, but I'm not in love with her and I don't miss her when I'm not seeing her for a couple of days. I still like having my space and time apart. Number two, she's going away to China for a semester in a couple weeks. She's going away to China for a semester abroad in a couple weeks. So
that was written in the thing, though. That's not. We were having trouble with it.
I'm reading it verbatim.
Okay, going away to China.
Going to China for a semester abroad for a couple weeks. So I won't see her for 4 months. That will be twice as long as we'll have been seeing each other by the time she leaves.
Okay.
When she's gone, I know that I won't want to stay exclusive. 4 months is a long time to be tied to someone you can't even be with when you haven't developed strong feelings for them yet. At the same time, I can see that we have potential and that I could develop stronger feelings for her when she comes back. I don't want to break up with her now because I still like her and I want to spend time with her while I have the chance. And I don't want to spoil the chances of getting back together with her when she comes back by telling her that I want to see other people when she's gone. But I know I'll feel guilty if I don't, because she likes me enough already that she would stay faithful for me while she was abroad. What would you do? Love, James Foxtail." So
sounds like a personal problem.
That's the answer to every question on our show.
My bow tie spins around.
This podcast is called Sounds Like a Personal Problem.
Jeez Louise, that's like a personal problem.
Oh, you just spit a salamander.
Did I do it? Did I birth it?
It came out of your mouth.
My favorite part was she's smart but not as smart as me.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Which is key.
Yeah.
Which is key.
I like my ladies to be as smart as humanly possible as long as they're still dumber than me, which is key.
Well, you know, I appreciate his honesty.
Yeah, it's very candid.
Because, you know, you got to be honest. I would suggest a little humility, but let's be honest, because how else can we solve the problem?
That's true.
Do you guys prefer ladies who are smarter than you, as smart as you, or slightly dumber than you, which is key?
No preference.
I think he was saying that it was key because it might be a fault. Like, he's saying it's not a good thing.
But you're giving him more credit than he deserves.
I would say it's always a treat when they're smart. When you feel like they're smarter than you.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, oh man, this girl's running circles around me. I love that. That's great.
That's
true. But also, like, you don't want somebody that's like a know-it-all. I want somebody that's smarter than me, but then, like, I feel like I'm an expert on certain things. Like, if we're on a road trip, I'm like, oh, I know the highways. So, like, yo, shut the fuck up,
whoa,
bitch, right?
Oh my god.
No. I'm serious.
I know you're serious.
No. So yeah, so I'm saying like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
No, yeah, that's exactly what
No. I'm serious. No, I'm serious.
I know you're serious. That's why we're
serious, but then a bad thing.
It's so weird sometimes saying I'm serious like exempts you from the situation. Yeah. Like, no, come on, I'm serious.
No, I know. We didn't think you were joking.
Yeah, I think the problem was that you were serious.
Yeah.
No, but I am serious, not about the shut the fuck up bitch part, but like the ebb and the flow of the smarts. You kind of want to feel like a dynamic.
Well, it's not the ebb and the flow. It's that you want to be better than her at some things and you want her to be better or smarter than you at something.
Well, it's not a better or worse thing. It's just
like smarter or less smart.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to look up to somebody and everybody needs to feel like they're looked up to in a relationship.
No one wants to be condescended.
Yes.
To
which this dude is to this chick.
Yeah,
this girl
likes to keep
like, she uses heart emojis. She would be faithful to me, but I want to be faithful to her. Yeah. I'm smarter than she is.
So should he sacrifice this 4 months of China abroad time so basically should he break up with her because he's not going to be faithful for her for 4 months? Or should he stay with her while she's in China so that he can have a relationship when she gets back?
If you're questioning if you can be faithful, especially the beginning of a relationship, what are you doing?
Right, break
up. He sounds like he's in college. He's talking about semester.
Yeah.
Why would you even enter into some weird
First
thing?
Of all,
like, especially with a girl who you think is kind of dumb.
to anyone in college right now, anybody in college, if you're with somebody, break up with them. You should all be single.
No.
If you're under 24 college. Years old, you should be fucking... everybody you possibly
no,
can.
And then at age 24?
At age 24, settle down. It's time.
No, it's time. I think you can definitely find love and have that whole thing, but it sounds like he's maybe conflicted. And there's nothing wrong with being conflicted. The point is, and here's what I've learned through time and space.
Okay. Mostly space.
Mostly space.
Oh, you did space.
I got some money. Be honest. Be honest with yourself and the lady or boy or whoever. Just be honest.
Honesty is the best policy.
What do you think about this theory that the beginning of the relationship, shit should be the best? So like at the beginning, if things aren't amazing, they're only going to get worse. They never start out mediocre and then heat up.
Grow to love someone. I think that could potentially happen. I'll let me submit.
Okay.
Let me submit.
You can postulate now.
This guy, this is not a unique problem. He's starting to date someone who's planning on going away. It's very normal to just date her up until the point she goes away, and then they break up, and then like we'll see what happens when they're back.
Exactly. So I think it would be poor form on her part to hold that against him. I mean, she has to realize the reality of the situation.
Right. She's going to China, which is going to be a great experience. There's tons of dudes.
There's tons of elders.
Chinese and expats.
There's tons of guys.
Literally billions.
There are a lot of guys in China.
They are clamoring for women.
They need chicks. Yo, you should try to get your girl not to go to China. There's a lot of dick in China right now.
A lot of D. There's a lot of D in China. Perfect.
Thank you.
You know what? I'll speak very truthfully.
In Mandarin right
now. You know what? Let me speak in fake Mandarin. Sure. Okay. The thing is... I dated someone for a very long time, and the things that I thought might be a problem in the beginning ended up being a problem in the end.
Because
they're just part of the person.
Right, so you got to just like go with your gut.
Either
on stuff
you accept
like that
person, or you think, hey, you know, that's a thing for me. The emojis are a deal breaker.
Emojis.
I can't stand. I got it. Emojis. Right. I'm shorting it.
Emoji. So, got it.
Okay.
Right.
Emojis. They are a deal breaker.
Go ahead.
Okay. Emojis. Her favorite movie is I don't know. What's a bad one? Sex and City 2.
What's the bad movie?
You know that bad one movie? That What's came out one? 3 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I'm with the times.
So you're saying there are like things that are that in the beginning that you can see that they're deal breakers.
Yeah. If you want to call them a deal breaker, they're just things that you're like that's part of the person and. Ideally, those are the things that you love about the person, right?
Right. I remember like getting into relationships where like, a girl's like, you can't decide what you want on the menu. That's so cute about you. Like you're indecisive. Like between
decide what's on the menu.
No, I can't.
That's such a feminine problem.
I know. I'm not talking about me specifically. Okay. I always know what I want.
But I do order it, and then I change a couple things. So by the end of it, it's something really different.
I just make sure there's and I got the dressing on the side. But yeah. But say, like, you know, you see something cute like that. You're like, oh, my God, it's so cute how you, like, don't know if you want a sandwich or a salad. And then, like, 3 months into the relationship, you're like, just fucking decide. Yeah, I don't like this anymore.
The cute, quirky issues that are cute at the beginning become terrible annoyances later on.
But that being said, if the cute stuff like the emojis are shitty in the beginning, then it's only going to get worse.
Well, that's what I said. Maybe the beginning things should be the best because they only get worse over time.
Yeah.
But is that true?
Well, you know, it also depends on what your intentions are. Is this man intending to just date someone or like find the love of his life? Because for me, I went through some times where I was just sort of like dating people, not necessarily for permanence, but dating, you know. Right. And when you kind of come to some conclusion, you could just like you accept people for what they are. And I've dated like, you know, ex sorority girls who me, if you know me, you'd be like, What? So wait, they didn't role play? they didn't. They never even dreamed of going to a Ren Faire. But you just accept them, and once you kind of like accept them and don't can that judgment element of you and sort of like recognize someone for who they are, you can find yourself meeting some pretty cool people. But you know, you got to break that barrier.
I feel like that's really poignant information. That's why we have guests on the show, because they're usually more smart and poignant than we are. That's sort of
right,
my problem. I feel like I'm very judgmental, and I won't even give people a chance to start with me because I know
right, they could do something day one that like turns you off forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the girl that did a magic trick for you, you were like, forget this.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm like, I write her off forever now.
But that's the thing. Like, should I do? What's the point in me at age 30 bothering to date someone that I know for a fact I will never marry?
You have to go on that journey of what you want out of it all.
I have to enjoy the ride of dating someone. And then like I date them for what, 3 months, 4 months, and then break up with them because I know I'm not going to, like, at what point do I just cut my losses?
But also maybe it's just a journey of figuring out what you like. I mean, have you ever sort of accepted, dated, and celebrated a girl who, like, you know, talks like a valley girl, is totally precious about, like, wears Uggs, like, all this kind of stuff? You may find, like, if she's sweet to you, you know, if you guys find that common ground that you guys get along with, maybe it's like, I don't know, she's kind of ridiculous, but I like her, and she'd probably say the same thing about you.
That's really true. She's got like she has a passion in her life, and you can connect with that because you're passionate about things,
right?
There's got to be a common ground. I'm not saying just like.
Right.
No, random, but you know, like you never know.
I do think you could be more open.
Yeah, no, I could obviously be more open, but I find myself in situations like this guy where it's like, okay, I'm dating this person. I'm not in love with them. So what's the point of continuing to going out with them? Shouldn't I just break? Like, this guy's gonna break up with this girl when she moves to China.
Well, I guess you're 31, so you probably there is a point of breaking up with them if you don't know. If you're like, if you're not, I think your gut is a good instinct. If you're not feeling it, then get out.
But what if I'm not feeling it day one?
If you're not feeling it, if you met at the bar and you walk away from that conversation, you're like, that person sucked. Like, why force it?
Right. But they're sucked, and then there's like, oh, that was pretty good. What do I do with pretty
good?
Pretty good,
go for it a little bit.
It's a switch you got to flip on of just being like, I'm going to find the cool part about this person. I'm going to celebrate it. And, you know, you may not date this person for more than a month. That's okay. But you walk away from it being like, wow, I like found common ground in someone that was
like that's the improviser
crazy.
In you. That's the person that you like want to hit that stride. You want to like feel that. That's it. Most people don't have that.
Well, look, it's easier said than done, and I'm like, you know, that's a life thing that you could do with friends, with
people. You think of it as like a puzzle, like a challenge. Like, I want to find the thing that like sets this person off and like shows me them and their element.
What's
and
the game of this relationship?
And sweep at it. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's something that I learned from other people. Like, I got a couple friends who are just sort of like, yeah, man, they like, make friends with everybody. They accept people for who they are. You look at their roster of friends, and it's from all walks of life.
Right.
And I look at mine, I'm like, yeah, they're pretty much all plaid shirt wearing.
Have you ever been to Burning Man? Have you been to Burning Man? I think we should
not
go.
Not for me. Fuck those guys.
I really think that I was at Burning Man this year. I think you would dig it, actually.
For me, the heat, the desert.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Are you sure you're not Jewish? Oi, and then you can't shower, you can't
There's
sleep.
There's no bagel shop.
There actually is a bagel shop now. There,
Einstein's brothers.
No, there is. There's bagels there. I'm serious.
Well, look,
guys.
I'll throw down a maybe. I don't know. Camping,
appreciate that.
I wish I could be a camper. I end up never being one.
You can't get into it.
I go out there with a lot of gusto, and then I come out being like, "Ugh, the bugs. There's too many bugs."
In like 13 minutes.
Yeah. I think I'm more of a, I'm an adventurous sort, but I'm more of a
There was
a
moth in
guy.
Your car and you just stayed at home.
So did we answer this guy's specific question? What should he do? I say if he's on the fence at this point and he's going to break up with her before she goes to China, just break up with her now.
And I say there's no harm in dating her up until the point when she goes to China, but I wouldn't like lead her on and say stay faithful to me while you're in China.
Right.
I say just like hang out with her until the end if you like her a little bit.
Yeah, I lean towards Jake. I say have a conversation with her, being like, look, I like you. I think you're great. You're moving to China. I'm in college. Let's date. I'll be, you know, we'll be dating. But yeah. Then when you go, you know, you'll be gone. And then when you get back, let's see if it's still there.
Have you done a relationship that turned into a long distance relationship?
Weirdly, no. But I've done like 8 relationships that have started long distance.
And then they became non-long distance?
No.
They just started and end.
Yeah. And like,
distance.
They, you know, they would like visit or it would be like, right. You know, pepperings. Wow. But like, yeah, my conclusion is long distance. If it's long distance and there hasn't been like years into the relationship and a definitive end to the long distance,
yeah,
fuck it, move on. It's not worth it. It really isn't. Why are you looking like that? Is your girlfriend not here? Do you
I have
a
girlfriend.
Do you have a girlfriend? Nah. Does she live in New York? Why was that look? The look between you guys.
I don't know what the look was.
That was so knowing. That was the most knowing call. You shot daggers out of your eyes.
Who, me or Jake?
Coy daggers. Both of you guys looked at each other like,
hey, I'm Coy daggers.
Coy daggers, private eye. Yeah, well, that's, yeah, whatever, but what do I know?
Yeah. I mean, it's easier said than done. You can say, oh, long-distance relationships are stupid, and then it's like, uh-oh, I've fallen in love with someone who lives far away from me, yeah. And I don't have the... fortitude to not be in a relationship with her based on just the fact that I've created this rule that I shouldn't be in a long distance relationship.
Well, okay. 2 things. You're going to hear the Radiolab story where it all worked out and you're going to like cry in your car.
Right.
But my experience has shown when you're long distance, you don't have the physical reminder of what the person is like, right? This person is an abstraction in your mind. You talk to them on the phone, Skype, chat, whatever, but you don't have physical time together, so you can fill in all the gaps in terms of what this person is, make them perfect. There is no such thing as perfection. It's catfish all day.
You're catfishing
baby.
yourself.
You're catfishing yourself. You're willingly making this person like,
yo, let this bitch go to China. Cut it loose.
Yo, let her eat all that damn phone shit, man. She'll have fun. She should be free anyway.
Yeah,
that's true. Think about her.
Yeah.
For once in your goddamn life, Mr. Foxtail.
Let her find someone that's slightly less intelligent than her. All right.
Maybe I'm too smart for you.
All right, let's get to another question. We need another dude's name.
Kurt. Smelt.
Kurt Smelt.
That's a strong name. A lot of consonants in there.
It's a hard one. Kurt Smelt.
Kurt Smelt.
Databasing analyst.
Where is he from?
Idaho. Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho.
Hello, Texas.
Boise, Idaho, Texas. BC, Canada. Ukraine.
P.O. Box 1.
First one ever made. That's what we say over here in Boise.
All right. Kurt Smelt writes, let me start off by saying I'm a jealous boyfriend. I am, and I just can't help it. The problem lays here. This guy who used to be a close friend of mine is trying to give my girlfriend a Nintendo 3DS. If it was a t-shirt or something little, it wouldn't bother me. But a $200 3DS? That's too far. Not to mention that we used to be close friends, but we stopped being friends because of my girlfriend. I love my girlfriend, but this is really taking a toll on me and ultimately the relationship. We fought about this before. Is it worth continuing to fight over, or should I just drop it? Thank you, Kurt Smelt.
Boise, Idaho, Texas, Ukraine.
Texas. BC, Canada. You know, it's a tricky one. Jealousy is a nasty beast.
Yeah. Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, it's Drake.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Why?
I'm crying, and my water broke, and it's everything at once.
You're soaking wet.
I'm fucking filthy.
Face to pussy, that's it.
Yo, I'm making girls wet face to pussy.
Yo, face to pussy.
mainly because I time my sad stories with their pregnancy.
Waiting for the girl's water to break before telling a sad story.
Yo, when my father died.
No! No! I'm pregnant! It's coming!
Fuck, here it comes!
Just leaking from every open
it's the
hole.
Baby! And I got an ear infection. Here. Here. I say, hey, okay, two things. Man, I got so many.
You're good. You're fucking good, ready though. To go.
Yes, dude, guys.
Two things. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I used to be a jealous Julie.
Really?
Preach.
Yeah, it really got. I mean, I would get jealous over very, very little tiny things.
Okay.
Really, so, really internal, really emotional, and stuff like that.
So what happened?
Well,
he's got two things.
Well, this is the one. This is still talking about the one thing.
Okay,
one. Jealousy is something that you have to master internally. You have to actively get over your jealousy. You have to say to yourself, I can't control the other person. Because truly, you can't. Even
right.
if you chain them up, they're still going to think their thoughts. You can't actually control them.
True.
So you have to surrender to the idea of they might go fuck someone else. You have to just accept that that might be a thing.
Right.
But don't – I mean, what are you going to do? If they're in that place where they want to go do that, what do you want to be in that anyway?
That's right. True.
So you
just surrendering control.
It's called trust. You just say I let go of this jealousy. What comes, and it's tough. Man, that took a long time for me to learn that. But that's how you get over it.
So you're in your late 20s or early 30s now?
I'm 31 years old now. 32, March 10th, guys. Come on. I want birthday e-cards.
Good man.
I want them. I want them to be funny. I want them to go about Christmas.
I want e-cards. You guys heard it here, all right?
I want like a cute one that says like to my favorite grandson, and the grandson is crossed out and it says friend.
Yeah, that's adorable.
But that
is the kind of shit that you learn as you get older, because I was also a jealous 18-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
So jealous.
Well, you just become more secure in yourself.
And yeah. I don't think it's necessarily becoming more secure, because I don't think I'm more secure.
I think so.
Well,
you
maybe.
Think, like, listen, oh, I, yeah. I'm me. You're nobody else is me. Good luck trying to find another guy like that.
Yeah, I guess I'm slightly more secure, but you also have to realize that you become self-aware, and you're like, you fall in love with someone, you're like, I want to look good in their eyes. And what looks good about jealousy?
Yeah.
The last thing if I was jealous, even if I was so fucking insecure, I wouldn't say anything to the girl that I liked, because then she's like, oh, my boyfriend is a bitch.
Right.
Yeah, my boyfriend's a loser.
It's a spiral.
Like, my biggest fear is my girlfriend thinking I'm a little bitch.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, you're going out with your friends, or you're going to fucking kiss one of them or something?
Yeah.
And then she's like,
yeah.
You know what?
Dude.
She was like, all of a sudden, she's like, yeah, you know what? Fucking maybe. You suck.
Yeah.
But before, she's like, I'm going out with my friends. I'm like, yo, have fun. And she's like, she goes out. She's like, okay, my boyfriend's cool. Everything's cool. I'm not going to cheat on him.
Trust is very attractive.
Trust is, yeah.
And I'll tell you, you know what's a big learning lesson is when you come up against jealousy yourself. So if this guy, he's a jealous guy, say in a weird world this relationship doesn't work out, he dates someone else, and that girl is a really jealous person, he's going to get some pretty big perspective on how that is to have it back
right.
at you.
Yeah, which is the worst. It's like, oh, why don't you trust me?
Yeah,
why are
like,
you mad at me?
You don't have to be jealous about anything. You're ruining this.
Yeah. Here's my second thing.
Let's go.
There are people out there that abuse your trust. Like, there's people that make you – I'm a very secure person, but there's people out there that would make me jealous.
So,
they would make me kind of, like, second-guess their things. It's little things. It's here and there. That
right.
would make me go, like, what? Why? Why
and that's
are you
like, But that's,
this?
Like, their game, right? They want
– It's their game.
You
but
mean
now,
relationship-wise?
Yeah, yeah. If I were a dating man, I'm not, ladies. Sorry to break all your hearts.
and some of your farts.
And some of your farts. But enjoy my tarts. Oh, God.
By the way, thanks for the tarts.
Yeah, no problem.
Those were amazing. That raspberry Linzer tart.
And did you like the lemon marmalade? But the point is, now that in my secure state, because I've accomplished number one, I can see the number two girls, the poo-poo girls, who make me jealous. I can go, you're not worth my time. That's an element of something that I deem unworthy for my time.
Right.
Right.
If you're the type of person that's kind of like, does these little things that
well, yeah, that's that security
trust,
coming back where you're like,
then I don't want it.
Fuck this. I don't need this.
Exactly.
I'm better than that.
Exactly. That doesn't necessarily answer this guy. I'm not telling this guy to be like, yo, ditch your girlfriend. She got a Nintendo 3DS, bro.
I will say, like, well, you are helpful because it seems like he's resigned to the fact that he's jealous and it's like an affliction that he can't cure. Where he's like, yeah, I'm a jealous boyfriend. Listen, that's just who I am. I'm an angry, petty guy. That's what's going
to
happen.
Which goes back to what Thomas says. I think it's about perspective. And I think that this guy, I wouldn't mind giving him a little bit of perspective here. There is a dude out there that spent $200 on your girlfriend.
And he doesn't.
He's a loser.
Yeah, yeah.
He sucks.
Yeah.
What that dude did is go out. And he was like, I'll never be able to fuck this girl. I'm going to spend money and give her, like, play the 3DS. Tell your girlfriend, this is hilarious. I'm going to play the 3DS. And just like, that 3DS is your 3DS, okay? This dude, make him eat shit. It doesn't matter. Like, you cannot be worried about some dude that's out there buying gifts for your girlfriend.
And, but, let me put a but in there. Now,
please,
as an adult... Okay, I realize that my girlfriend has other friends, right? Friends from her life, right? And even if say they're friends that we both share, say they're friends that are only part of her life. Imagine if someone gave her a gift, I'd be like, man, that's so cool. Like, what a cool thing that person gave to you. Like, if I wanted to give a girl, like, I have girlfriends that aren't my girlfriend.
Right.
What if I wanted to give them a really nice birthday gift? I'm really close to them. I want to give them a nice birthday gift. I don't want their boyfriend being like, hey, man. Don't fucking give her a Nintendo 3DS. But you give her a Nintendo 3DS, I'm gonna fucking smash your face in. I'd be like, chill, man. I've known her longer than you.
Right.
Something like that, you know?
Right,
like,
that's true.
You gotta be chill because everyone's friends, and just because I buy her a thing, like maybe picture it from that guy's view, like just because he buys her a thing doesn't mean I wanna fuck her. I just like, yo, I know that she likes Zelda. She's gotta play this thing. Check it out.
So in general, be chill, don't be jealous, and trust your lady.
Right. And the more jealous you are, the more chill you have to be. Fake it. Just write into our podcast. Don't say anything to the girl ever.
Right. Because it's sort of like a spiral, because the more jealous you are that your girlfriend will cheat on you, the bigger of a loser you are, the more likely she becomes
prophecy
that she cheats on you.
And in the end, if she does, you just have to be like, well, that was it. I mean, that was the thing.
Right. If she cheats on you, then you know what? You are just like, all right, fuck this. You are a victim. You didn't do anything wrong. That's it. That's fine. Yeah.
That's a thing that would have just happened.
Right.
You're wishing and willing and spending all that emotional time trying to make it not happen. It doesn't matter. It would happen anyway.
That's option two. Kick the shit out of this dude.
With the 3DS.
I think you break his teeth with the 3DS.
Yeah, you say you want to play. Here's a game we can play.
Yeah, you're the boss at the end of the level, and I need to. And you hit him really hard in the temple with the console.
Yeah, and then your girlfriend is so turned on by this act of
I swear to God, if you knock him out in one punch, it makes her wet. I've been there. I'm a little chub just thinking about it right now.
I can see that.
Well, I was half hard when I walked into the room, but yeah.
She's still half hard. That was 20 minutes.
I won't go all the way up. It actually hasn't for quite some time.
I gotta cut down on this whiskey.
Yeah, you got the whiskey D, huh?
I'm half masked. So we usually take a break around this point.
Aww.
I wanted to ask you what you had going on in your life.
Oh man!
Since we only see you in our videos, and our fans only get to see you in our videos, but they don't know the real you.
They don't know the real me.
They don't know what's going down.
Now that you're in Los Angeles, we've made a pact to be buds.
Yeah, I'm down.
We're doing it.
We're doing it after this. We're gonna go get a bite to eat.
We're gonna get dinner.
Like three men do.
One taco each for 7 minutes, and then we power walk three different directions away from each other
without paying.
Well, I built an end table. I built a bedside table. I built doing some amateur furniture work.
I saw it on Instagram.
Instagram?
Oh yeah, for all my friends.
Yeah.
On Twitter, it's at Middle Ditch.
Okay.
And then on Instagram, it's at Tom Beanie, TOMBINI. Okay. I would do a Middle Ditch, but it's taken.
It was taken?
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
It was a great nightstand. It was like some brushed paint, like distressed a little bit.
I stained it and then I aged it.
You aged it.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased. It looks like it's country chic, little restoration hardware.
Oh, it's rustic. Nice. It's urban rustic.
Sort of a French chateau.
It's Lyon. It's Nice. It's the countryside. It's de Provence.
Yep. Neon Bible.
Yeah. Post nouveau riche, pre postmodern, sort of.
Do you feel more proud of the furniture that you've made than being cast in an HBO show? I'm serious, because I feel like there's a chance that I would, if I like built a table and somebody's like, hey, congrats on your pilot deal, I'd be like, actually, I built a table.
Yeah. Did you not see my Instagram?
Yeah, I feel like that is sort of like
I am very happy with it. This, we were talking about this earlier. I'm trying to cut down on video games. Speaking of 3DS, right? Because when you're done with a video game, you've just got a memory. You've got a fleeting memory. And look, I'm still gonna always play Nerd for Life. What up?
And NFL.
NFL, baby.
NFL, the other NFL,
motherfucker. all that shit, but. In the end, like, you know, cut it down, and then you have, then you do maybe some woodworking or some kind of thing. At the end of that, you've got a physical thing. It's there in your apartment.
Yeah, right. You like, you basically created it out of nothing. You almost like cheated life. It's like a hack. It's a game genie for life.
Yeah, it's a game genie for life. Life hacks. Oh, life hacks. Build furniture.
What is your HBO show?
The HBO show is called Silicon Valley, and it's about, you know, tech upstarts that have a hot new algorithm, and everybody wants it.
Yeah.
But then they got to figure out how they're going to really provide.
And you're the star of the show.
I kind of...
You're a very humble person to say. There is an ensemble, but at the same time, you're at the very least at the one of the main guys in the ensemble.
The algorithm is my character's brainchild, but it very quickly.
And I'll say you're in the front. You're in the center of the
poster. If that poster that I showed you guys,
that's
one
indicative
they use, then I might be in the center of five.
Well, it's hard. Is it hard? Are you like trying to not get so excited, but you're still excited? What's your mindset right now? The TV show comes out when? April 6th.
April 6th, right after. Fucking Game of Thrones and Veep.
Oh my God, dude, you're done. It's it. That's so. The crazy thing about this step for me is that like, it's such an unequivocal win to go from, first of all, for the writers to be like, this is our idea, to like, this is the show. Then to casting, and then to like the pilot,
There's
and it's so getting picked
steps,
up.
Yeah.
It's so insane. Just like the fact that your show is going to air is that's it. That's the best thing ever. And it's still like, oh, I've got to be a little bit tepid because like people might not like it, or people might love it, and then it might get second season or whatever. But the fact that it didn't die when somebody pitched it is so miraculous.
That in itself is a miracle. To even shoot a pilot is like miraculous.
And
that's the other thing. Like I'm sure you've shot tons of pilots that were great and they just didn't get picked up, so nobody ever gets to fucking see them.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that just goes into the ether.
Right, and that's it. But this is like going to air. It's got a series order.
Yeah, you're going to see eight episodes.
And it's
on
only
HBO.
You showed me the poster. It's just five really, really, really funny people.
How is it not going to be? Oh, God, that poster got me fucking amped. I didn't even know Kumail was in it.
Yeah. Kumail, TJ Miller, Martin Starr, Zach Woods. These are some of the, a handful of the people. Well, you know what's crazy? And this is, to get somber, is like, It's literally a dream come true to be on a show with my friends on HBO, like the white whale of Netflix, directed and created by Mike Judge, creator of Beavis the Butthead, King of the Ellen Office Space, and Ad Nauseam. And it's just like, what? Like, the head writer has done Curb and Seinfeld. And it's
insane.
Just, it seems
And now you're
crazy.
Part of it.
And now I'm part of it. And if it doesn't, you know, if people hate it, okay. Bummer.
Yeah.
So I have to.
You're going
hold on
even
to that,
if everyone hates it. Like, you've gone out on a win. If the world ended right now, everybody would be like, "Yeah, Middle Ditch went out on top." He's like, that's it.
Too bad about the Snooks. But how about Middle Ditch? He's on fire right now, huh?
Literally, yeah.
You know what?
Guys, help.
Regardless of what happens, I see Dubes Part 4 in your future, at the very least.
Dubes. You gotta promise, man.
Dubes is a weird beast, man.
When you're A-list, dude.
You know what Dubes is? Dubes, I love doing Dubes. It's so funny. I love what comes out of it. It's so fun because he's such an insane character. But there's like a weird love-hate thing I have with the fans, man. It's like everything from naturally on the Dubes thing, it's like Dubes, hey penis, all this stuff. But I'll have like a picture, like a really sweet picture of like me and my girlfriend. Like,
the picture of your nightstand.
Like, her niece or something, or her nephew rather. And like somebody would be like, hey penis, Anthony. I'm like, go fuck it. What are you doing?
And we feel a little bad, but also
no,
proud.
It's fine. Yeah. All that means is they're excited, but like at the same time, you know, time and place. Like,
no, they, also, sometimes
like, they'll, like, I'll have like, there'll be a preview for this.
There's some,
you know,
tech
for
the
Silicon
really
Valley,
gotta...
and they'll be like, Doobs is here, and it's like, but I'm, my name is Thomas Middleditch. I'm an actor. This Doobs is a small thing.
That's
on
like
the,
your
on the
that's
resume.
That's the big. That's like the band that has like a whole album, and there's just one like goofy song that accidentally
yeah,
got
yeah.
famous.
I'm Ween. Everyone.
I wonder how much of it has to do with just the name, the character name.
It's very catchy.
It's a fun character. His name's the concept of it, and that's this is a, you guys came up with the idea of a guy called Penis Anthony Dublinier, but the thing that gets him is calling him Dubs. That's the best.
But like, and now it's starting to become real because when they're yelling at you that on your Instagram, it's actually people
Dubs.
Calling you
yeah,
Dubs, and you're actually getting mad at it. Has anyone
it is getting under my skin.
Anyone
my name is Thomas.
I'm changing my name yet again
yeah.
to Thomas Middleditch.
Whatever, Dubs.
Have people yelled at you on the street?
No one's yelled at, but I haven't recognized from that, you know, from
that's
dudes,
amazing.
You know, like I'll be at comedy festivals and like some, you know, it'll be like a 16-year-old kid or something.
Of course,
like,
oh, that's a
Dubs.
So, oh, hey, man.
When we shot that video, we had no idea like how fucking funny it was going to be.
It's great. I love
and then
it.
We were editing it and we're just dying laughing.
Yeah.
And we're like, please come back.
I even like the it wasn't the last one, not with Schwartz, it was the one before that we did an outtakes reel.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was just like
favorite.
Crying and sweating from laughter.
it was also a hot room. That was a hot room.
Was that the DVD like where you threw
the
DVD?
DVD?
Oh my god, I fucking died. I loved that.
Never matter.
Never matter.
MTV Award winner.
And like even on the one with Schwartz, we did like outtakes and stuff. That was that day because I get reminded. I rewatched them when I need to pick me up because they're so fun.
Oh wow, thank you.
Of like, you know, we were doing all that like, hey, fatty burrito, boner boy,
yeah, veggie nar nar.
But on the outtakes, it seems so random. It's like, what the fuck is that? Am I supposed to laugh at that? But we thought it was the best.
I love that because like nobody when we like post those videos, nobody knows how hard we crack up while we're doing it. Like that's such a
at the end of the day, you're exhausted.
Yeah,
your mind hurts.
Your brain it hurts. Right, it's true. It's you're empty.
I can't even talk to people. It's like, I do not have the energy for this.
Yeah, and the thing is, whenever I'm tired, the Dubs character has to be so high energy that I'm like, Jesus, where is he like getting this?
Do you use that cadence for any other character that you do?
The sort of well
yeah
kind of
like
thing.
It's sort of like
a Nickelodeon. Didn't you play a villain in a Nickelodeon movie?
I didn't play a villain. I just played sort of like a guy who a sensitive guy who befriended a child. So not a villain at all.
Oh. The opposite of a villain, actually.
A hero.
That voice has probably come out in all kinds of improv scenes, but no, not an official character. That is officially Dubs. That
That's
sweater
amazing.
I bought at a secondhand store and I loved it. And I like it, but now I can't wear it.
Oh, God.
It's like those shorts.
It'd be amazing to see it. Like if a Dubs fan saw you in public in that shirt, you're wearing those short shorts from North Carolina or wherever they're from.
Yeah, from the play, from the one.
Next
show.
Time
from the auditions, that was
so
next
good.
Time we hang out, it'll be us three going on a hike. You're wearing the sweater and the short shorts.
Well, the other thing, actually, I like the other when you're the I think it was the Dubs 2 when you did the acting scene.
Mm.
It's a like you did some like genuinely powerful performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you're sitting at the end of the table, like take your clothes off. We're gonna make love tonight. And the I killed her because I loved her. Like holy
that's
shit.
A bit. A lot of those are bits that I've done outside of it,
but
I was like,
still,
these will be great for this.
I mean, it's crazy. Dubs is he's actually a good actor.
Yeah, Dubs is amazing. Well, that's like put the body down by the river is like it's always been my bit of like if I ever get like an Academy Award in life, right? It'll be supporting actor. I'm the maniac,
right?
And the scene they show for the clip will be like. Where'd you put the body, Ronnie? She just wouldn't shut up. Where'd you put the body?
I love her.
Where?
I put the body in the river.
You know, like crying, like wet from wet.
Yes, dude. Love that shit.
You're so funny that you're also just good at acting because you can do a character that's really good at acting well.
Yeah.
And that means you're good at acting.
It's sort of like if you can do a really good Freddie Mercury singing impression,
you're
great
just a good
singer.
Singer.
Yeah. Well. That's kind.
It's true, but it's kind.
It's kind. It's kind. Also, for let me say this: we're for your this. This is like shameless promo stuff. In September, look out for this movie for your fans. Look out for this movie called Search Party. It's like a big
rated R
comedy. Yes, TJ Miller and Adam Pally from
Happy Endings.
Everything. Right. yeah, Happy Endings and now Mindy Project. But yeah, it's a big radar comedy. I will be nude in it.
Whoa.
Full frontal?
Full frontal.
Your peen?
My peen.
What's your non-jealous girlfriend have to say about that?
She's okay with that. I met her on that show, filming that movie.
Oh, so it's all good. It's all good.
She gets it. She's in the biz.
It's a real movie. It's, you know, Universal's putting it
right.
out.
Right. It's like if you're doing self-tapes for directors with your full frontal, then it's not that great. But then if it's like you're in a movie, it's fine. Don't worry.
You know, I went in for some post and... I saw what they had out there.
You had to ADR naked?
I did. I did some ADR, and I saw the nudity, because I was like, let me just see what you're thinking of putting it in.
And?
Because I'm no Fassbender, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah,
I was really nervous, because I'm jumping around, you know, it's like not flattering.
Yeah, how do you have to at least, amazing. You're at least conscious of the fact, like, oh, I don't want a small dick in this scene. Which is possible.
Did you, like, give yourself, like, a half chub before you went out?
You know, you don't really have time. Like, I'm covered in, like, fake cocaine and stuff, and, like, I'm underneath trucks and stuff. Yeah, like, occasionally, I'd be like, the cover would pull over and be like...
Just keep it warm. You just gotta keep it warm. Like that's it.
Rolling out a string of silly putty. Yeah. Oh shit. Oh no, I'm coming. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Cut, 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 cut.
Ow, 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 ow. It always hurts.
It always has to. That's acting.
That's how you know you got a good squirt.
Awful. Awful.
We're in a bit of a bind right now. We usually like to have these go 45 minutes. We're already over 45 minutes. We've only answered two questions. But it was a great episode. I don't know.
Do you want to just rapid fire it, or do you want
let's
to wrap
do, yeah,
it up?
Let's do quick one more question.
We can end it. You make the call.
All right, one more question real quick. I don't want people to feel like we're getting shortchanged, because it's such a good episode. I'd hate to leave a sour taste in their mind. All right.
Mine.
You know what? This one is written by a British guy. I think like you should read it, because you got the – I feel like you can do a good, funny British accent.
Excellent.
So this one is written by – give him a British name and then read that question.
This is from Humphrey – Tidsman.
Okay. Humphrey Tidsman writes.
I'm writing you from jolly old England with quite a predicament. I've recently moistened a relatively long dry spell. We're talking Moses in the desert long. With a complete and utter tuppence, I'm punching well above my weight. We get along really... This is unpunctuated... This is totally unpunctuated.
Dribble.
It's a run-on. I'm punching well above my weight. We get along really well with this female, and we are currently in a friends with benefits situation. But I would like to tie this girl down both metaphorically and literally, if you know what I mean. I like ropes and shit. After a night of beverages... She let it slip that getting her balloon knot licked sends her wild. Is this a thing?
This is an actual got.
Oh, Humphrey. I, on the other hand, have never enjoyed doing this, as I feel it's degrading, and this girl thinks less of me for eating where she shits. And having put off doing it as I would like this F's and with B situation... flourish into a relationship, right? Should I bite that brown bullet and swallow her ass, or maintain my moral stature and stick to a purely pink diet? Holler back at your boy.
Humphrey.
Signed, Humphrey Tidsman.
Wow, I can't believe we were going to answer that question one time without you here reading it.
Oh my god, that was fucking... I made my life just that.
I'm so conflicted by that.
Well, would you eat a girl's butt if she really wanted you to? I guess you'd have to,
right? I'm a very open guy. I take all comers in the bedroom, but I gotta be honest, I don't want to put my tongue in a butthole.
Because that's where the diseases are.
That's where the poo comes. I'll put my dick in there. I'll put my fingers. I'll put a lot of things in there.
Just not your taste buds.
My tongue.
What if she's like, I'll wash it. I'll scrub myself. Bone clean. That.
I mean, if it's bone clean, what does it matter? I guess I would do it if it's bone clean.
Or you can wrap your tongue in a saran wrap.
Dude, I'll lick an ass, of course.
Shake a lick of
I mean, I wouldn't, I would, I'm trying to think of a girl's like who I've gone down on whose ass I haven't licked.
Oh my God.
I love licking an ass. Mama turned down the podcast, baby. My mom listens here.
Does she really?
She listens to the podcast, but and I will say, Mom, she does listen to me when I tell her to turn it off. Don't even turn it down. There's not a lot left, so let's just turn off the podcast, Mom.
It's too late. You already said you can't. I will. Ass you didn't lick.
Dude, I will lick. I lick ass all day. I love licking ass.
That's my boy. I taught him well. Lick a butthole.
Lick a butthole. Dude, it is. Oh my God.
I mean, I'm happy that there's a girl out there that's like, I want that shit done to my butt.
Yeah.
And I feel for that guy, like, that's a weird predicament that I'd probably be in of being like, I want to do all kinds of things to that butt. My licking.
That's true. I feel like if maybe she just likes her butt to get attention, and you don't necessarily have to lick her butt. But say, hey, how about when you're like eating your out, you spit a little bit out.
Oh.
Take some, Mom, you're definitely not listening. Take some of her pussy juice and sort of like tickle her asshole with your middle finger.
Yeah, she won't know that it's not your tongue.
Yeah, Jake, I want to know. Okay, now I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask you.
Please.
So you're what do you do? How do you, is that what you do? You're just spitting it. You clean it with spit.
If I'm going down on somebody,
if
I'm like,
how in your mind are you not like, there's poo particles? There's poo particles.
I don't pressure. I don't care if there's poo particles. Here's the thing. Here's
been
what I'll
poop
say.
On my penis.
There's on us. There's poo particles. Yeah. We have hairy asses. We like shit. There's dingleberries. We wipe our ass and then like squealing. It just like smears shit all up our ass crack. There's shit. Our asses are caked in shit. All we do when we wipe is just wipe our ass raw enough to the point where there's not like at least shit showing up on the toilet paper so we can convince ourselves that we're clean.
I'm not arguing. This is girls perfect. Don't this is my case.
But girls don't have hairy assholes.
I've seen them.
They clean. They have like three hairs on an ass.
Oh, I've seen a hairy.
If you've seen a
girl,
I'll admit that I've seen a hairy ass, but they're few and far between.
It's true.
And I'll eat out a girl and I'll hold her knees by her ears and just lick her from crack to clit.
Jesus,
I know,
Christ.
I know, dude. This is not.
Holy moly.
And to think we were going to end it. To think this wouldn't have existed.
I really genuinely think you should.
You've had to have said that before. Licker from crack to clip.
I'm all about getting nasty. I love the nastiness.
I know you do, and I can sense that from you, and I love it right now.
I love the nastiness. I want more nastiness always in my world.
Yes.
There's just a thing.
There's a gag reflex that won't allow you.
They go and they eat the poo-poo. Why do you want to eat the poo-poo? It comes out of the butt.
Oh, I love it. I like that. It's this private hole that no one's allowed access to.
I want to get it. I'll diddle it. I'll slap. I'll spink it. I'll sprinkle it. It's the tongue thing, I think. So let's answer this guy's question.
Yeah.
Oh, Jake says go for it. Fucking yeah. Be a man.
Because I think he's like, I don't want to do it. It's degrading. I don't think she's being
like that.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get this motherfucker to lick my ass. I'm the best.
Oh yeah.
This dude's gonna
yeah.
fucking eat my asshole. She's just like, yo, I like it when it tickles. Yeah. It feels good.
Sure.
I think, and she likes you. She feels comfortable enough to ask you to do it. It's like telling you her fetish.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's nice. I think it was intimate. I think you should do it if you like her.
I guess if you physically that's can, true. You should go for it. If you're like totally like gonna gag and puke and like not be all about it, maybe you can meet her.
Puking
in the
it might feel good.
Oh dear.
Oh my
God.
I know. yeah but let me rate it at. Oh God,
this one's gonna be an rated E for explicit.
Not for everyone. Let's nip that one in the butt. It's not degrading. She's asking you to do the thing, right. And it's not a power move. It's sort of just her being like, this is what I like.
Yeah, so her being comfortable enough to tell you what she likes.
Because hopefully at one day you'll get to the point where you're like, I like this. And hopefully that person's not going to be like, what are you trying to do? You know, like second guessing in the questions. You're like, no, just do it. I like it.
So how is this negative for me?
If you were that guy, would you do it?
It depends entirely on this girl, but... I mean, he's not got a lot going on. His punctuation is
his spelling is atrocious.
His letter writing
grammatically
leaves fucking awful.
Very little to the imagination.
So if he's not had a while, and it's like this is his, because there was a dry spell.
Yeah,
like Moses in the desert. I would say, I mean, fuck it, live adventurous. He'd be doing something that I've never done, and that's saying something, so go for it.
Yeah.
There it is.
I love that. Awesome. What do you say?
I say go for it, too. I've never done it, but
this
I guess if
great.
A girl...
All three of us telling this dude to lick her asshole. I want, more than ever, I want to follow up pup on this.
And how it
sometimes
went.
People hit us up afterwards and let us know how our advice panned out.
Oh,
this
no.
I really want to know how this goes. Eat her asshole. Let's see what happens.
Are they really going to grade us? I hope we get.
Does
I hope we do well. I really do.
This is going to be on the midterm.
That was a perfect ending. So let's okay. It ran long, but it's one of our favorite episodes. So thank you very much for even coming on this show. And since we live in the same city, we could do this again.
Yes,
yeah, my
exactly.
pleasure.
And
that.
Is there anything you want to leave everybody with? Anybody? Anything you want to plug?
Just, you know, stay true to yourself.
Which is a movie I'm in. It's coming out about February. Yeah.
Sorry, me and Kevin Hart.
Be true to yourself. Show. When does your show come out?
April 6th. HBO. Home box office. It's not even TV. It's home box office.
And people, you've heard it here first because I bet they're going to be blitzed with it come March. You're not going to be able to escape and you're going to see so much about this startup because I feel like they really love it and they're going to advertise the shit out of it. And people are going to watch the shit out of it.
Hopefully. Yeah. Please tune in.
So thanks again, Thomas, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
We started the show with that cool rock, hard rock.
Definitely not rap, right? Yeah. Don't you think?
I forgot to mention that guy's name. It was Liam McRae. And this last outro song is by a married couple.
Whoa.
Named Kyle and Bethany. So if you guys want to submit your own questions or your own theme songs, that email address again is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Sweet. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. See you later.
If I were you, I know what to do. Get put on blast from somebody in your past, 'cause by day two nobody's knew you, just got it to you. If I Were You was filmed in front of a live audience.